This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Nearly 9 hours of talks between Ukraine and Russia on Thursday failed to produce a breakthrough on signing a joint document. But both sides agreed to keep talking, this according to the chief of staff of Ukraine's president, after the talks in Berlin. Ukrainian and Russian officials met in the German capital for talks on ending the conflict in eastern Ukraine, with tensions running higher after Russia massed more than 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders in recent weeks. The chief of staff to President Volodymyr Zelensky told a televised briefing that both sides would likely meet again soon and hope for a breakthrough on prisoner exchanges and the opening of checkpoints in eastern Ukraine. A White House official says the Biden administration has urged Canada to use its federal powers to resolve the truckers' blockade at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit, Michigan, and Windsor, Ontario, where cross-border truckers have been protesting Canadian COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The protest has carried on for nearly 2 weeks. The blockade prevented traffic from entering Canada on Wednesday, but U.S.-bound traffic continued. The mayor of Ottawa, the Canadian national capital, has declared a state of emergency in response to the demonstrations. Canadian police have warned that protesters, quote, must immediately cease further unlawful activity or face possible charges. The blockade has prompted the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to issue a warning that a convoy of truckers could begin protests as early as this weekend in Los Angeles, California, the site of the National Football League's Super Bowl game on Sunday. A White House official told Reuters the administration has no indication that those involved in the possible U.S. convoy are, quote, engaged in anything other than First Amendment protected activity. VOA News. The Biden administration has approved a nearly $14 billion arms sale to Indonesia as the U.S. presses ahead with steps it believes will help counter China's increasing assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific region. The State Department announced the $13.9 billion sale of advanced fighter jets on Thursday, while Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Australia. That visit is also intended to underscore the U.S. determination not to allow China free rein in the Pacific, even as developments between Russia and Ukraine demand attention. The sale to Indonesia of up to 36 F-15 fighter jets and related equipment, including munitions and communication systems, follows a trip by the Secretary of State to Jakarta in mid-December. At least 6 people were killed and 13 others injured in Somalia when a suicide bomber targeted a minibus full of delegates involved in the country's parliamentary elections on Thursday. The bomber detonated an explosives vest near a checkpoint leading to the presidential palace in Mogadishu, this according to security officials and the city's ambulance service. The Al-Shabaab militant group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. It was not immediately clear if members of the delegates were among the casualties. The attack comes as Somalia's parliamentary elections continue in different parts of the country. Political leaders are trying to meet a self-imposed deadline of February 25th to finish the delayed elections. The U.S. Congress has given final approval to legislation guaranteeing that people who experience sexual harassment at work can seek recourse in the courts. It's a milestone for the Me Too movement, which prompted a nationwide reckoning on the way sexual misconduct claims are handled in the United States. The measure is expected to be signed by President Joe Biden. It bars employment contracts from forcing people to settle sexual assault or harassment cases through arbitration rather than in court. And importantly, the bill is retroactive. It nullifies that language in contracts nationwide and opens the door for people who had been bound by it to take legal action. A former U.S. National Guard member and veteran of the war in Iraq has received a 6-month prison sentence for punching 2 police officers during the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol. Mark Leffingwell of Seattle pleaded guilty to a felony assault charge in U.S. District Court on Thursday. Prosecutors had asked for a sentence of 27 months, but the judge chose a lighter sentence because she said the suspect had exhibited remorse and did not have a prior criminal history. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.